Hey everyone, before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to clarify what you're about to hear. So Katie and I recorded this at the end of our spring P2 semester, and we recorded about finals week, and it didn't really make sense to me to release an episode about finals week in June, so I decided to hold off on it. So that's why you're getting it this December. So this is not current information. These aren't current classes we're taking. These are all classes that are well over and done. But the advice on how to prepare for exams and things we still thought was useful. So that's why you're getting it now.
Maybe they did a background check on me and already found the podcast. I don't know, but they're the best though. So
does podcasts show up in federal background check?
That is a great question.
I'm going to guess probably not.
Well, I don't know what you have, like, to go through to get this onto the internet, so who knows, but.
Welcome to Hygieia's Bowl, a show by student pharmacists for students and pharmacists. We'll talk about complex topics from a beginner's point of view as we try to navigate life on our own while studying for a PharmD. I'm Joshua, I'm 20, and I am at the tail end of being a P2.
I feel like we have earned the right to say that we're P3s now.
Are we P3s now? That's good.
I mean, did you pass your exams?
I did.
That is the question.
I don't know. Are you a P3 in August or in May? Who really knows?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'm Katie. I'm 20, and I'm also in that weird limbo in between P2 and P3. But I consider myself a P3 now, so.
That's love good. It. I'm proud of you for being confident about that, because clearly I wasn't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we can call it confident. Sure.
Yeah.
How do you want to start? Hi. Yeah, we're here again.
We're not back for you guys. Like, for you guys, this is the first time.
Since a long time. But it's okay. Yeah. We've both been, it's fine. Like, crazy busy, which is, you know, story of our lives. I feel like every time we do this intro, we're like, oh, sorry, we've been busy, but we're back. When we say we've been busy, we've been busy. Like, capital B busy. So
yeah,
please accept our most sincere apologies for that. But
we are students, and this is 60% for our own reference.
So. We don't get paid for this. We just kind of do it for funsies. So
because we're nerds.
Speak for yourself.
I'm a nerd. Are you?
No, I am. But
I was like, I mean, you are, but you don't have to.
That's rude. Anyways,
is it? We're in the honors program together. We volunteered.
Hey, at least I'm not the president-elect of the honors program, which congratulations on that.
Thank you. So it's May. It's the end of May.
May 22nd.
Exams are over. Don't fact check that with the first date of what you're about to hear in a minute. It took us a minute to get around to this.
This is true.
I believe what we did the other one on like May 4th.
Was it May 4th? Oh my gosh.
I think so. It was a while ago.
Well, yeah, we did it the weekend before final. So I guess it would have been like the fourth, fifth, or sixth, something like that. Anyways, time doesn't exist. We've both been in IPPIs, which we'll probably have an episode about IPPIs at some point. So,
oh yeah, we'll definitely do an episode when we're both done.
So we'll explain what those are in a future episode. But we're both like heavily involved in a community pharmacy right now, and it has been a week.
Yeah. But yeah, we will not be talking about IPPIs today. Today we have an interesting podcast set up for you. You're about to hear Katie and I from, I don't know, 2 weeks
May 4th. Ago.
pre-exams. So cut to me cutting in some sound effect to transition you back to there. And after you listen to that, you'll be back to Katie and I as of May 22nd. It's almost finals week.
It is almost finals week. Happy Saturday, May 7th, 2022. Yes. It is currently 4 p.m. of the Saturday before finals week. I was asleep 30 minutes ago, and I am not ashamed to say so.
I was not asleep 30 minutes ago, but I was also, like, not studying, so Eh.
I went to breakfast with my fraternity brothers this morning, and then I went straight from here meeting my dorm to the library and spent like 3 hours, 3.5 hours over there ugh, doing God knows what. And then I came back here and I was like, I need to fold my laundry. And then I started folding my laundry and then I was like, nap time. Then we had to record. Yay.
Okay. So first of all, she's like, what does your finals week look like?
Ooh, good question. So because I have the lovely privilege of being an RA, I also have to do checkouts during finals week. Yeah, that's what I was
concerned for you for.
So Monday, I have self-care, which is our over-the-counters class. We've talked about it a little bit in, I think, the last episode. It's a wonderful class. So I have that on Monday at 11:45, and then I start checkouts at 2. I work until 5.
Okay.
On Monday. Tuesday, I have completely blocked off because I have my OChem final Tuesday night.
Yes.
RIP.
Yes, so do I.
Then Wednesday at 11:45, we have our foundations and pharmacy practice final. And I have my elective final, my performing arts class, you know, on Wednesday at night. No checkouts that day either. Then I do checkouts all morning on Thursday. Then I have my global studies final Thursday afternoon. Then I have a Kappa Psi ritual, and then I'm on call. Hee hee.
Oh, wow.
And then I do checkouts all day on Friday.
So you're here all week.
I am here until next Monday.
Oh, through graduation and everything?
Yeah, because a lot of people are staying in the residence halls, and I can't leave.
Yeah. So for people who don't know how finals work and are not RAs, for most students, you have your finals, and all of the final dates are preset to whatever your class is, the schedule the registrar's office puts out. And then you have 24 hours from the time of your last exam to be moved out unless you have extenuating circumstance to stay, which for a lot of people might maybe sports. I'm not sure if sports have things going
on. It's sports. It's a lot of like band members who are playing at commencement. There's, especially in the freshman dorms, there's a lot of them. So they have to stay. But
most people are checking out very soon after their last exam.
99% of my friends. Yeah, 99% of my friends are leaving on Wednesday, which makes me want to cry. This is why I get paid the big bucks, so I get to do the things that nobody wants to do.
That is a good incentive.
Maybe. Right now, it doesn't feel like a good incentive, but when I get my tuition bill in fall, it will be a good incentive.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's why I do this.
That's why I do it. I remember now. So how does your finals week look?
Yeah, my finals week is a lot calmer than yours. For the most part, we have the same exams. So we have an 11:45 a.m. Monday exam for self-care. And then the same time on Wednesday for our foundations and pharmacy exam. And then the Tuesday night exam. And the one that I have that you don't is, what's that class called? Anatomy. at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So for me, it's a Monday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and Wednesday night. And I also have a paper due in there for a final that is not an in-person final. He gives you an exam where you just write a paper for it, and you just turn in that paper as your exam.
For A&P?
No, that's for medical humanities.
Oh, how are we feeling about these exams? Let's go through one by one and just talk about how we're feeling in preparation.
So start with our self-care exam.
Yeah.
That one is pretty straightforward. You're going to have to help me with recalling the breakdown of it. 40 points is new information.
Yeah, 40 questions.
Yes, 40 questions. That have not been tested on a previous exam.
Right.
And then
so that will include tobacco cessation, insomnia.
Herbals.
Herbals, sorry. Mostly herbals. The name. Mostly herbals, honestly, but is that it?
I think that's most of what the end of that was, like ophthalmic disorders and...
otic and, yeah, oral.
Dry mouth.
Yeah.
And then the other 40 questions will be old questions. Some very simple old questions and some more complicated old questions.
Because of all the prep that I did for the counseling exercise last week, I feel like it's going to be fine. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, I want to do well, obviously. So I'm going to put the work in, but like, I'm not crazy worried about it.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am, is I made some pretty comprehensive study guides for the previous exams.
Yeah.
And I have friends who have also made their own study guides for the exams, and we kind of trade study guides around to see the different styles of, like, I learn in a very color-coded graph chart method, and my other friends will do more simple, like, here's a Quizlet. And then looking at using the different – you're not the friend I'm talking about, but you also love your Quizlets.
Oh, boy.
So
are we gonna get into the Quizlets?
Oh, we're getting there. Yeah, we're getting to the Quizlets. So we'll trade our different study materials and have a different frame of reference for how a question could be asked. Because the way I write my notes and the way that I've presented them is going to be very different than the other interpretation of the same notes that one of my friends can make.
Right.
So it's just kind of like a different perspective of here's how this might be asked on the exam.
Right. And it's beneficial just to think a little bit more broadly like that. So that's always a good idea. I am more like a case application type of person. So I'll write like cases and I'll be like, okay, so if she comes in with this symptom and this age, she's this weight, she has this condition, she's taking this medication. Is she a candidate? Yes, no. Like that, I'm that kind of learner when it comes to these kinds of things. But I'm also very much like a straight up information kind of person. So like I can go back and like look at my notes, like the very specific notes that I took, and I would be like, okay, so it's 200, 400 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain. Like, boom, like I got that. So if you ask me about like a patient case with that, I'll get there. Okay, on to OCHEM. Yay.
OCHEM, I feel like, is a very, very different game.
Oh, entirely. Yeah.
So the self-care exam is mostly, like you said, it's mostly patient cases. And the patient cases, it's very application-based knowledge. The OCHEM exam is still somewhat application-based, but OCHEM is, it's so much more conceptual and less, like, tangible knowledge that I can understand.
OCHEM is like ballet in that there is a right. Hey, don't laugh at me. OCHEM is like ballet. Hear me out. OCHEM is like ballet in that there is a very distinct right and a wrong. And if you do it right, you're gonna know that you did it right. But if you did it wrong, oh God, there's a very small chance that you're not gonna know that you did it wrong. And if you are taking an exam and you apply that same concept that you got wrong the first time onto everything else, forget it.
Forget it. Yeah, if you have like a basic concept understood incorrectly, you've messed up 20 questions.
Right. And thank God, I'm probably the only person on earth that would prefer to take a standardized test over an exam. But let me tell you, my professor, again, shout out Dr. Anderson Weil, I love you. She writes the hardest exam questions. I swear, our last exam, I convinced myself, like while I was taking it, I was like, I failed. I was like, I failed this exam. And I didn't fail the exam. Shocker. I definitely thought I did. But
yeah, it sounds like a lot of people thought they failed that exam.
Yeah, I was one of them. But Dr. Anderson Weil, she writes some of the hardest exam questions. And I'm like, girl, if you wrote this final, I would cry. So we're taking the American Chemical Society Organic Chemistry final. And it's all multiple choice, 50 questions of multiple choice. And thank God.
Is it 50 or 70?
It's 50.
Oh, I thought it was 70. That's even better. For OCHEM, a lot of times our exams, keep in mind we have different professors. So for mine, I believe yours are similar, mm-hmm. But different questions. It's more of an exam where it's like, here's a chemical structure and here's the things you're mixing it with. Draw the thing that's going to come out of it with nothing else to go off of. Completely blank space, like just draw what you think it's going to be, and it could be anything. And you have to just know exactly how that reaction works and write your answer. Or something called an arrow pushing mechanism, where you have to go step by step by step all the way through an entire reaction to get to the end product, and you have to draw out all however many 3, 5, 8 steps in between. You don't know how many steps there are in between. You're not given any helping information other than here's what the reaction looks like. Figure out how it happened.
Yeah, ours are similar. We usually have like a full page, something like between 30 and 40 points of our exam will be like draw the reagents or draw the products or draw the starting materials of this reaction, not given like arrows or anything like that. And I'm like, sometimes they're really tricky. And sometimes I'm like, why would you write this question? Other times I'm like, yes, I love this section. It's so fun. But most of the time I'm like, curse you. I hate this. My personal least favorite questions are the ones where she'll write like, Bobby and Joe were in the lab one day and they were doing this reaction. And Bobby thought that they should use this reagent and Joe thought that they should use another reagent. Explain why one of them is wrong. And I'm like, girl.
Yeah, we do not have those questions.
They're horrible. I hate them. I love you, Dr. Anderson Weil. I promise you. I love you. I cannot stand those exam questions, though.
The American Chemical Society exam, like we said, it's all multiple choice, which is a miracle.
Honestly.
Yes, we're still going to study for it.
Yes, like it's still going to be hard. Oh, my gosh.
She blocked out her whole day to study for this exam. But you get so much, what's the word for this? Not support, but
like preparation?
I feel like I'm going into an OChem exam blind lots of times because there's, it's a page and half the page is white space that you are expected to fill in. And this is multiple choice, which means process of elimination.
Right.
Figure it out. Work like, backwards if you want to. And you can't work backwards on an exam where the end is completely blank. There's nothing to work backwards from. And multiple choice is a miracle for that reason. That is the hill I will die on.
The American Chemical Society exam, thank God for it. It eases my mind just like a little bit.
Yeah, like we'll still study, but it's going to be a very different type of studying than studying for a normal OChem exam.
Correct.
Because you, as long as you understand, I feel like, basic principles of how each concept works, you can reason your way through it. Be familiar with what things look like, and you don't have to be able to draw out every small detail.
Right. Something that you can't reason your way through, this is a great segue, is pharmacy law. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I love Dr. Parker, who is teaching this section of our course. Shout out to him. Hate, 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 capital H, hate pharmacy law. And I am not ashamed to say it. I'm horrible at it. So I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and we got onto this subject about pharmacy law. And I told her, I was like, if knowing these laws backwards and forwards is what is going to dictate the success of my pharmacy career, I will be in jail in 6 months. Like, and it's a joke. Obviously, I'm not going to go to jail. I know the law. The law, it's pretty self-explanatory sometimes, but like when you get into the weeds of the law and like federal versus state and like what the Board of Pharmacy, what the BOP, what they want you to do, and like it's mind-boggling to me. And it's straight up information memorization, and like I'm okay at that, but like to this scale it is insane.
So for Foundation's pharmacy exam, is it all law or is it mostly
It's law? All law.
That's what I thought. I keep mixing it up with the self-care, which is cumulative. Again, this is one of those things where I feel like I have an advantage over you having worked in a pharmacy.
You do. And it sucks.
Yeah, I definitely do. And I, all semester, as we've been learning these laws, I'm like, man, I feel bad for Katie and anyone else who hasn't worked in a pharmacy because this sucks.
You can't see my face right now, but I'm sobbing. I'm crying.
But, like, I will, if he says something where I'm like, he didn't explain that very well, but I know what he's talking about because I've dealt with it in practice. I, like, look across the room at you, and lots of times I can't see you because we sit very far apart.
Yeah.
But I, like, in spirit, I'm like,
I know what her face looks like. You probably know exactly what my face looks like, too. It's that pure confusion, you know, me wanting to absolutely just cry and curl up into a ball.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of little things. And I'm like, there's so many questions that you could ask me at this point. And like, oh, it's just awful. It's just not my strong suit. And I'm just, yeah. Yikes.
Dr. Parker is, I can't tell if he's an angel or if I hate that he does this. I'm really torn. He writes his exam questions to be the same style that they will be written on the pharmacy like board's law exam in the future, which means they are a very specific style of questions where there are going to be a lot of select all that apply questions.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
But you know that with the select all apply, he said that he writes them just like the board does, where it will not be all of them and it will not be just one of them. So for the most part, in a four option multiple choice means it will either be two or three, which can be helpful. It can also not be helpful.
I would err really on the not helpful side of things. But
see, I'm the one to be like, I don't know, all four of these kind of sound like the right answer, and then I'll select all four. And it's never all four.
No, it's never all four. But I will always sit there with those and I'll be like, okay, I know this one. I know this one. Like I'll know one out of the four is correct. And I'll be like, yeah, that. And then I'll go on to the rest of them and I'll be like, I'll know one of them is wrong. And then it'll come down to the one I know and then the two that I'm iffy about. And I'm like, do I circle both of them? Do I circle one of them? Do I circle neither of them? Do I just leave this question and burn my paper and leave the room? Do I drop out of pharmacy school? Like, I question my whole life answering these questions, and it is awful. But it's okay. Fine.
This is the thing that professors hate to hear. They hate when you tell them that their exam makes you, like, existentially question everything. They hate it. They tell us all the time, like, it's not that big. It's not that big a deal. Don't look that far into it. It's fine. And I don't think they realize that we can't just not do that.
Right. And, like, I care so much about my education. All of us care so much about our educations. But I care, like, so much about my education. I know that I need to know this stuff. And so when I sit there and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know, like, which one of – if it's a four-answer question, I'm like, I know this one and I don't know the other ones and I don't know which one it is. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, am I – again, like I started with, am I going to go to jail within 6 months of having my pharmacy? Like, am I, like, what's – I hope that no future employers listen to this, by the way, which they probably will. They'll probably find it. Hi, future employers. I am trying my best. Thanks.
She'll have practical knowledge.
I will. I promise. I'm working at a pharmacy this summer. It's okay. We're going to do it. It's going to be fine. But yeah, it's just really stressful because it's a lot of rote memorization and it's a lot of just like knowing numbers, knowing facts, knowing, you know, even calculations with like the DEA number, like knowing what's supposed to be on a script, what's supposed to be in a patient profile. Like, it's just a lot of like really nitty gritty stuff that you just have to know straight up. Like, there's no like way around. Sorry, Josh just peeled his label off his Starbucks cup and it was funny.
I can't see Katie, so I forget that she can see me.
But it's just a lot of rote memorization and it's really intimidating looking at it right now. So I am most scared, not scared. I am, no, yeah, it's kind of scared. I am most scared for the FIP final, personally.
Yeah, would be the most scared for the fit final, except I have an anatomy final.
Oh, so let's talk about that.
do we want to do that?
I can preface with I am not in anatomy. We call it A&P here because it's anatomy and physiology. So if you hear me refer to a class called A&P, we're referring to anatomy and physiology. However, I did not take A&P at ONU. I took A&P through another university last summer because I knew with my job being an RA and with some of my goals and aspirations in my student organizations and just my pure knowing myself and how stressed I get when I'm in school, I was like, I'm not doing that to myself while I'm taking OCHEM. And yeah, I took it over the summer. And I was very lucky and fortunate to do so. But some of my dear classmates were not. So,
and there's a lot of things I could say about anatomy, and I'm not going to say them because I will not come off well saying them on recording. I will gladly say them not being recorded. And Katie has heard most of my thoughts.
I have heard a lot of thoughts from a lot of people about anatomy.
Yes, we here at ONU have collectively, the P2's been having a time. That is the most official way I can say that.
Right. Yeah. It's whether you're in anatomy, whether you're in OCHEM or not, like it's just, this is just a tough year of our curriculum. It's just a really jam-packed, like throw everything at you kind of year. And this class, this anatomy and physiology class combined with everything else is like the icing on the cake.
There are a few things I'll say about the exam. We have not had, and I'm putting this in air quotes, an exam in this class yet. At all. The only exam we've had all semester will be this upcoming final. Hmm. That being said, we have bi-weekly quizzes. And the exam will take place in the exact same format at the exact same time, in like on the exact same platform as the quizzes. So it will not be a shocking new situation. It will just be a longer quiz than usual.
He's trying to figure out what he can say right now without sounding mean.
Correct.
I'll speak a little bit. One of my several involvements is I am a P2 representative on our student faculty pharmacy council, which I was actually just elected to for my P3 year.
Golf claps.
But we have heard a lot about this course this year. We've heard a lot about a lot of things.
Yes, you have.
But this has been the primary complaint. I think the workload of anatomy and physiology, like the rote memorization, again, like I was talking about with FIP, like the rote memorization of it all, and then the lecture style is just, it's just hard. It's just a hard class. And when, this is me trying to figure out what I can say, when the class is already that kind of difficulty, and then the teaching isn't exactly like what students want or what students hope for, and or it isn't like helping the majority of students, it gets really messy and it gets really hard to manage, and it gets to the point where people like give up, and it's just a tough class. And I don't even know how we would ever like fix this year, or if I would change anything about this year, like where I would move what courses. But that course is just, it's just hard.
Yes. So anatomy is a difficult class. Just kind of in general, unless you are someone who loves biology and just it clicks for you, which I would argue most people are not. It's not a simple class. And I don't think any of us went into it expecting it to be a simple class. But we, for the most part, our anatomy class is not strictly pharmacy, but it's a large percentage of the class. We are all in the same classes. We are used to being taught by professors who teach a very specific way. I feel like people in the pharmacy department, compared to other areas of the university, the best way I can describe it is a interactive, almost sometimes bubbly, depending on the teacher, way of teaching.
They're just more connected with us. Because we're their majors.
They are
majors.
Connected. They're excited. Yeah. They will put everything they have into making sure you understand the material. And this class simply is not like that.
Right. And I mean, there are going to be college classes that are like that, but it stinks. Whether or not you, yeah, whatever you think about that kind of teaching style, it just kind of stinks. Yeah. It's a difficult course. So honestly, I wouldn't fault you for like being most nervous about that exam, because I think I would be too. The way I took it over the summer, I got like, my mom calls it orange juice concentrate of anatomy and physiology. Yeah, I had 5 weeks of anatomy and physiology one and 5 weeks of anatomy and physiology two. And I got like somewhere between like 3 hours of lecture on like 3 days a week for 10 weeks.
Okay.
And then we'd have three quizzes and three practicals every Monday. And it was a lot of notes. It was a lot of notes. It was a lot of, like, our practical, in air quotes, our practical was on, like, an online software, like an online cadaver software. So we would, like, do dissections and do, like, identifications and stuff like that on the online software. So it was arguably easier. However, I put a lot of time into this course because I wanted to learn it. So I would not have my notes open in front of me when I was taking the quizzes. I would just kind of, which some people think I'm stupid for that, but I wouldn't have my notes open in front of me. I would really try to like get a real raw score like of what I was doing, because I knew it was a transfer credit. All I needed to do was pass the course to get the transfer credit. And I really wanted to try and learn and really apply myself and not make it like, oh, I'm taking it online, so I don't actually have to try. Like, I really wanted to actually get the knowledge base from it. And it was so fun not having to take it with other things. Because, again, if I was doing my job now in combination with my academic schedule with that class, dead on the side of the road. Like, I would, oh, it would be so bad.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that this is an important course. Obviously, we're going into pharmacy. We need to know how the body works. And this is the foundation for understanding that. I just think there are things that could have been done differently. So I'm not excited going into this exam. It is going to be set up very similarly to the self-care exam, where about half of the points are coming from very recent material that has not been previously tested on. And then the rest of it is cumulative material from the rest of the semester.
Yeah. Okay, moving on from roasting anatomy and physiology. Should turn this into a roast podcast.
I don't know about that.
I mean, the rest of our exams are like our electives and stuff. So I won't get too much into those. One of them is performing arts final, which I love my performing arts class. It stinks because it's at a horrible time. It's at 6:30 at night on Wednesdays, and stinks. But my professor's great. It'll be a fine final. And then my global studies final is just a discussion about COVID-19 and its impact, which, I mean, who doesn't know? Who doesn't have something to say? So that'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then just me doing checkouts for my residence hall. And then moving out of my residence hall, finally. No, I love Founders Hall. Founders Hall, ONU, I love you. I cannot wait to move out.
She will get to move into the building that I've been living in.
Yes, and I'll be an RA again. I'll be the RA of the honors house, which we were just talking about actually before we started recording. I will be taking care of the honors freshmen as well as some of the Greek housing over here or over there in Affinity. So it'll be fun. But amidst all my study break will be packing, because I'm weird like that. I love packing.
Yes.
So that has been my study break.
Yeah, I do not share that. I do without it.
Fair enough. It's not everyone's favorite thing.
In a minute, you'll hear us switch back to our after final selves, because this will probably be edited into that episode.
Ugh, I'm jealous of them.
Me too. If we could just switch now, that'd be great. But only our listeners get to do that.
Perfect. All right. Have a wonderful finals week.
Yeah, good luck to us.
Okay, welcome back to May 22nd, to present day I guess present day. Depends. I don't know. That's weird. Time doesn't exist, like I said. But welcome to post-exam, Katie and Josh. I probably sound a lot less stressed.
Hopefully we both do.
Yeah. So I guess I can talk a little bit about how everything went for me.
Yeah.
If you want me to start. Or we can go just exam by exam. Monday was self-care. Monday of exam week was self-care.
Yes, it was.
Which was... honestly, not that bad.
No.
I expected it to be a lot worse, but it was a lot of questions. That was the one thing. I was like, whoa. But yeah, lots of vitamins, dietary supplements, that sort of thing.
But we knew that going in. We knew it was going to be heavy on that end. And I think the thing that we all probably kind of discredited a little bit was... how many smoking cessation questions there were going to be.
Yeah, that's true.
They went pretty heavy on the smoking cessation also.
Yeah, but I mean, again, those were all like recent things that we had covered. So I wasn't too bad off. I know the average for that one was a...
Yeah, so after several minutes of looking, we have learned that they did not release the self-care exam results.
Or they did and they're no longer there. Because I swear there was, but it's fine. But... yeah, ended with a good grade in the class. I was happy with it. Honestly, all that knowledge is really applicable to working in the community setting. So
yeah,
really enjoyed that class.
Curriculum wise, was definitely on purpose.
Which smart choice.
Yeah.
What was Tuesday? Was that chem?
Tuesday was it was O-chem.
Ugh.
How? Okay, so I mean, I know we just told them this, but let's refresh. That was a standardized 70-question multiple choice exam
from the American
nationally.
Yeah, the American Chemical Society. Which honestly, I was really nervous just because of the scope of the content, and it definitely was a lot hard. And I still don't know how I did because Dr. Anderson Weil didn't tell us our scores.
Neither did Dr. Zimmerman.
Which why? But it's okay. Ended with a good grade in the class again. I would love to know what I got just because I'm a numbers person like that, but
it's fine.
It's fine. We're fine.
How did you feel walking out of that one?
I felt like it was a lot harder than the Gen Chem standardized exam. Because with the Gen Chem one, I was like, oh, totally nailed that. With the O-Chem one, I was like, maybe a little less of a nail, more like a screw. Like, maybe I splintered the wood, like, something weird. Like, I was like, this was not as great as I thought it was going to be. But again, apparently it was fine. So.
Yeah. So for that one, I felt like there were some questions where I was like, yeah, easy, got it. Can definitely do that one. Or at least I feel confident in the guess that I took.
For sure.
Like, you know, a solid guess. And then I feel like the farther we got, I started to get to like the 50s, 50 and 60s. And that's where I was like, oh, yeah,
see,
these are just.
I worked just backwards. I started at 80 or 70 or however many questions there were. And I worked backwards. And let me tell you, as I kept flipping the pages to go back, I was like, oh, it'll get easier on like the next page, right? Because that tends to be like how standardized tests work, that they get like harder progressively as the numbers get bigger. When I was going down, I was like, oh, it's going to get easier on the next one. It never got easier. Literally never.
Okay, can I tell you the one thing that wrecked my whole plan for this exam was because it was a nationally standardized exam, which this can go either way depending on what exam it is. But for this one, we weren't allowed to write on the book.
That was – see, I wrote all over my scratch paper, so that helped, but –
so did I. My scratch paper was covered and I had all sorts of like boxes drawn, but not being able to like mark off the answers that I'm like, oh, this is definitely wrong. This is definitely wrong. Or being able to like, it's O-Chem. So there's a lot of, you draw things in O-Chem. You draw a lot of arrows. You draw a lot of shapes and things, chemical structures / shapes. Not being able to just draw them wherever I wanted was annoying.
Yeah, that was tough, but yeah. Again, like,
I wish I would have been told, oh, by the way, be prepared to not be able to write on it going in.
Yeah. It stunk too, because there were a lot of questions about like our last week of class. Like when we did carbohydrates in our last week, there was like 3 or 4 questions on there, which is a good chunk of the exam. I was like, I said, why? Just why? But it's okay. We got through it. And honestly, it could have been a lot worse, in my opinion.
Yeah. For a standardized exam, I feel like it was pretty much what we could have expected. I would love to know if there was / how much of a curve there was.
I wonder if that's like out there somewhere. Maybe after we record, I'll look it up.
So FIP exam, like I'm sure we said, but honestly, I don't remember, was all law.
Which sucked. Again, love Dr. Parker, Professor Parker, love that man. Hate law, hate learning law. It's not that like, I don't hate the law. I think I said in the last episode about how I would go to prison if like basic knowledge of the law was, I think I said that in the last episode, but it's so applicable. It's just not my strong suit, not my forte, not my like, I could never ever be like board of pharmacy executive director, like knowing all the ins and outs and the loopholes and the little stupid details about law. I could never be that girl. But it was, again, honestly, exam went better than I thought it would. Was it fantastic? Was it my absolute best work? Absolutely not.
Some of the questions I felt like could have been clarified a little bit more. And some of the ones where you had to type out multiple things.
Oh, don't even get me started. The select all that apply.
Dr. Parker loves his select all that apply, which honestly, I would be mad at if it weren't for a good
reason. Right, because it totally is for a good reason. But do I like it? No.
No. I think I appreciate him giving us that format. Yeah, absolutely. Now.
I don't know. I just don't think it's my strong suit, so it's harder for me to be really successful. But it was okay. Honestly, it was what I expected. And I did better than what I expected. So, like, I'll take it. For sure.
And Dr. Parker always makes it a point to explain that he will have very clear-cut questions if, you know, if the law is something dealing with age. He's not going to make his age in the question be right on the cusp.
Like very,
he's going to make it.
Right. Like if the age is 18 and under, it's going to be like a 90-year-old. Not like a 90-year-old. It'll be like a 55-year-old or it'll be like a 2-year-old. Like you'll know.
And there were definitely a couple of questions where I was like, oh, this is one of those. He did that thing. And I can tell what he's trying to make obvious. And so that was helpful.
Cool. A and P. I did not take this exam. Literally, thank God. Talk to us about A and P.
Yeah, not great. Didn't love it. It was not better than I expected. It was exactly what I expected.
Which you talked about how they were like structured like the quizzes that you'd taken, but it was just like a really big...
Yeah, so it was exactly like the quizzes, and she actually kind of put a divide in the questions. So she grouped all, because we had a section that was
which
on
was reproductive, the right? That's what covered. I heard.
So okay. She, yeah. So it was 20 questions on reproductive chapter, which is exactly what would normally be on a quiz. But then there was just, you know, 60-ish other questions that weren't from that chapter. So she put, like, a divide. So she put, like, reproductive and then 20 questions and then, you know, miscellaneous questions. So you could kind of know, do I want to start with this or do I want to end with that? What do I want to work on first? Which I guess was nice. I mean, I just went through it just starting at question one straight through. I didn't really pay attention to it. But if you're someone who works like that, that would be a nice thing to have,
like me.
Yeah. But so after FIP ended, which FIP was from 11:45 to 1:45, and I think I left there at like 12:30 or something. So from about 12:30 until the AMP exam started at 7, and I think I stopped studying at like 6 o'clock, 5:30 to go get food. So from about 12:30 to 5:30, me and a couple other friends went and found a room with some dry erase boards and just read stuff.
if you can't see my face right now, but I wish you could, because it's
a, she is cringing and wincing so hard.
Yeah, just no, no thank you.
Yeah, so anatomy, the thing that got me through anatomy was the textbook. I would have been lost if I didn't read my textbook, because just the way the class was taught did not make sense to me. I didn't get anything from the lectures, so everything that I knew about anatomy came from just straight reading the textbook. So my friend and I sat, and so he took the marker and the whiteboard, and I took the textbook, and I pulled up at the end of every chapter, there's like a chapter, what's it
summary?
Called? Summary. Yeah, so it went through like, you know, 13.1, 13.2, every section of the chapter, and kind of summarized the main points of it. And we just read through all of those for every chapter from the semester. Because it was just so much content that you're like, I don't know where to start. Like, I don't know what is the most effective to study at this point. So that's kind of what we ended up doing, just to kind of get a quick refresh on everything we went over.
You did it, though. And you got it done.
I did.
And you never, well, yeah, you never have to take anatomy again. Rest.
How did your theater exam sit?
I, in fact, finished it in 8 minutes. So it was 50 multiple choice questions. So I just kind of went zip, 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 and that was fine. What else? I had my global health final, quote unquote, final on Thursday. Just talked about COVID. And then I stayed for three extra days to do I don't know. Time isn't real. to do checkouts. And then I got home. And here we are. And how were, did you, you had other exams, right?
I feel like there was one other thing that I'm, oh, I had my class where I had to write two papers.
Oh, yeah.
Which, when we recorded the first half, I, at that time, had just submitted my second of the two papers.
Oh, gotcha.
So they didn't really affect my finals week. They have more affected my dead week.
Gotcha. But yeah, we lived. A message to all, you know, the P1s, the ONU P1s, all the students out there. Even if a finals week looks ghastly and horrifying, you can do it. Because if Josh and I can get through it, anyone can.
Do you want to go on your Quizlet soapbox? Is it a soapbox?
Oh, did we talk about that? Did we talk about that in the first half?
No, we forgot.
Oh, okay. I hope that there are ONU P1s and there are future ONU students, Go Polar Bears, listening to this podcast, because I'm going to plug it at Good News Bears. I'm going to try to, but which is orientation. I am considered the Quizlet girl of our class.
Yes, she is.
And people tend to call me or know me by my Quizlet username, KReader97. I have made several hundred thousand, what feels like several hundred thousand, Quizlets that go with our curriculum for P2 year, minus anatomy, of course. But if you go and check out my Quizlets, if you go and use them, especially, leave a rating. Let me know. Let me know that you're there so that I can see and I can give you a thumbs up. And it's just, it's wild though, because like, I love Quizlet. I love using Quizlet. It's a great study tool for me. And half of like, people ask, they're like, why do you make Quizlets? Like, people like use them and like, you should charge for them. Or like, people use them and then they use like your knowledge to like go and pass their classes. And I'm like, number one, like, I'm not doing it for them. That sounds so mean.
True.
I'm not doing it for other people. If other people want to go out and use them because it's on the internet, like, I don't care.
Yeah, you could make them private if you wanted to.
Exactly. I totally could. I could put a password on them and like not let anyone use them. But half of the value that I get out of them is through making them. So like with me making them, people don't get that value that I get when I make them.
Yeah.
So.
And I actually don't use Quizlet much, which includes your Quizlets. Occasionally, I will, like, an hour before the
exam. I've seen you a couple times.
Yeah.
I've seen you a couple times on my views.
A lot of times, like, people will send them to me and be like, Katie's Quizlets are amazing. Use them. And I'm like, I've told
who?
You. Everyone. Everyone says that. I will have three different people send me your Quizlet. And I'm like, thanks. If I wanted Katie's Quizlet, I know where to find it. But thank you.
It's true. He knows my username.
I do. But I do not learn great from Quizlets. I'm not a flashcard person. If I am a flashcard person, it's I have to make it. Seeing it in I'm a visual person, so seeing things is how I will learn them. But if they're all typed in the same like font, I can't photocopy, like refer back to it. But if I've written them in my own handwriting and like my N looks a little weird on this word, I'm going to be able to like recall it because it's got that weird thing about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally not how I learn, but yeah, it makes sense. I am like, I used to be that way where I had to like write stuff out on like paper with a pencil, but like I have gotten so accustomed to typing that like typing things out for me, like the tactile motion of me typing it out and then hearing like myself talk about it. Cause a lot of the times, Josh has probably noticed, I talk to myself just a little bit. I'm not crazy, I promise. I talk to myself just a little bit when I study, and I like will be writing out my Quizlet and I'll be like, okay, Butterbur is a migraine medication, the dietary supplement, like you have to be careful with it with patients with ragweed allergy. Like I have to, when I say that to myself as I type, whether it's out loud or in my head, I remember it better. And like, I'm very much like, I'm visual as well, but that's like the Quizlet cards. But like, I'm very auditory. And like, if I hear the words either spoken or like in my head, I remember it so much better. Like my friends, when we were studying for our top 100 drugs quiz, I studied with a few of my friends and all they would do was make up like crazy ways, like stupid, crazy ways to remember drug names. And that's like, it really worked. Cool. It so worked. Shout out to them. They don't listen. I can guarantee you that. But if they do ever, which they probably won't, I'll send them this episode and I'll tell them I mentioned them.
My friends and I have also done that for sure. Yeah, you make up the most absurd sentence where it's like, well, now I can't forget it. Now it is in my brain whether I want it to be or not.
See, exactly. And you're like, I should just remember this drug name because I'm a pharmacy student and I'm smart and I have a brain that can remember things. But no. I simply don't function like that. And I'm like, well, if it works, it works.
That exactly. Is
moral of the story here. Study for your finals. Study for any exam. Keep your knowledge base fresh. Use Quizlet if you can, if you want to. I highly recommend. And if you're an ONU pharmacy student who's taking these classes, I give you permission to go and look at my Quizlet. You already know my username, so shameless plug.
Yes. My way of studying that is equivalent to Katie's Quizlets are charts. I, especially with self-care, I made so many charts of things. So, like, I had, like, a chart on the heartburn medications where it was, like, here are the three medications in the rows. And then vertically I had like their onset and contraindications and their dosing
class and stuff things like that. Yeah.
And I have to have things in colors. I'm a color person. Every like medication was its own color. And it just, it helps with that like visual recall is if I can think of what color it was, I can picture the words that were written in that color.
Yeah. Totally understand that. I'm a visual learner in that, like, when I watch someone do something or I watch them, like, write something out, like, it sticks a little better. But, again, like, for me, myself, and, like, studying, I like to type. You can't see my fingers. I'm making a typing motion, sort of.
Yeah.
But
every time we've talked about Quizlet, she's been air typing.
Stop it. Have I?
Yeah.
I hate it here. I feel like that's a good place to stop, though.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for fall semester you going into exam week? I think December 2022, Katie.
Oh, God. December 2022, Katie. Figure out how you best learn in each class and go from there. And make sure you refresh yourself on curriculum from the beginning of the semester because you'll need it. Anything for
I think
for you?
That's the biggest one is don't try to study for every exam the same way. Know the thing that worked for you in that class and study that way for that class.
Absolutely.
Also, understand what's going to be on your exam.
That is also fair. And if your professor
know
is,
what you're studying
and if
for.
Your professor is unkind about it, just go to their office hours and ask professors. I'm not dragging ONU professors. I love ONU professors. But generally speaking, for all professors out there, if you go to their office hours and you actually ask them directly, like, hey, what? They will answer your question a little better or a little clearer or in a way that you understand. Because then you can just sit there and ask them, like, face-to-face, and they can explain it to you multiple times if they have to. Go to office hours. Rant over.
I think that's the biggest tip for sure is know how to study class by class.
And use your resources.
And, like, plan your time. Like, know when your exams are and when you need to study for
use
them.
Use your Google Calendar. Another shameless plug. I think I talked about that in another episode at some point. I probably have.
I'm sure
I talk about
did.
Google
yeah.
Calendar all the time. So.
All right. I think that's all we need for today.
Cool, cool. Right? Yeah, I think that's good. It.
Thank you guys for joining us today. Our cover art was done by Thrice to Thine Photography and Design. You can go follow them on Instagram at @thrice_2_thine. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hygieias Bowl. That's Hygieias Bowl. Or email us at hygieiasbowl@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes and any other major podcast streaming platforms. And if you listen to us on iTunes, leave a rating and review to make us easier to find.